Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
We're talking about this homeless situation, the unhoused. That is next. But first, to follow up with Bridgeport Equipment, some of the prices, some of the products that are for sale, they're incredible. If you care about your lawn, if you care about working outdoors, now that it's essentially spring, the weather's just beautiful, you need trimmers, you need lawnmowers, you need anything connected with your lawn, with your property, you got to go to Bridgeport Equipment. Tell them Dimitri sent me, and they'll give you just fantastic service. They absolutely will. It's right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. Steel battery trimmer, the FSA 57. It's the promo price is $230, and you got a free extra battery, a value of $140. So they're going to give you a $140 battery. They will give it to you because they love you. Of course, you got to buy the trimmer, the battery trimmer, but it's $140 value. I mean, it's insane. Okay, their gas trimmer, the regular price, $229, sale price, $199. You save $30 on the gas trimmer, the FS56 RCS. The other gas trimmer, the steel. These are all steel products, by the way. Steel is like the best. FS91R gas trimmer, the regular price, $359, sale price, $329. You save another $30. That's right, another $30. Dollars. And the self-propelled battery lawnmower, they will give you another battery free. It's worth $300. They will just give it to you. Insane, wonderful. In fact, it's a steal. All these steel products, all these steel sales, it's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment, go there. Zach, Ross, Gage, Alex, Haley, all of them. They're just absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. They'll take very, very good care of you. They really will. Tell them Dimitri sent you. Right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. All right, next. This ragtag group of Marxist misfits that we have here in the Valley. And the media loves them. Oh, my God. They can be marching up and down anywhere. And again, it's just a handful of Marxist misfits with their signs, horrible signs about, he's a Nazi and you got to deport him and you got to do this and you got to do that. I mean, it's just horrible, hateful, crazy people. But they never tell you why they're so upset, because the only thing that Elon Musk is doing and his Doge team is exposing corruption, fraud, misrepresentation. Billions of dollars they've already uncovered. Billions. Then this U.S. aid thing, what a racket this is. Here's an interesting interview where this one guy is explaining just how bad the U.S. Aid thing is, and this will help explain why the media and the ragtag group of Marxist misfits are so upset, because now we're pulling back the curtain, we're showing the public what is being done with their money through this money laundering operation called USAID.
Wow, I gotta go. This is amazing. I need to have you back on really soon, Mike, but really quickly, if you can tell me 15 or 20 seconds, has every past president for the last 20 years known about this corruption with USAID and just chose not to do anything about it?
Well, most of them are on the take. Joe Biden was the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which directly oversees USAID. USAID was funding Burisma. USAID gave money to Burisma and had a formal partnership agreement with Burisma. Barack Obama's mother worked for USAID. And the Bush family runs right through it. Bush's Vice President Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney worked for USAID. They're all in on it. And this is the reason that the Trump revolution was so revolutionary. It's because it defeated both sides of the USAID snake. And now we're going to see just exactly how the snake bites back when it's cornered.
I wonder if all of the lawfare and the everything that they threw at President Trump in his first term, the Russiagate, the collusion, all the stuff, I wonder if that was just to try to keep him on his heels enough to not look at USAID. But
wait, but that was a USA thing
now.
Too.
Mike Pence, appreciate wait, you. That,
can I say this one thing real quick? No, I have to say this.
Yes.
Okay. USAID funded a group called the OCCRP. Everyone can look this up. They paid $20 million to a group of hit piece journalists who turned around and dug up dirt on Rudy Giuliani and then used that as the basis to impeach the sitting president, Donald Trump, in 2019.
You remember when they said that Donald Trump was an existential threat? A real big boogeyman to the deep state? Well, it's because of stuff like this. Because they're uncovering this money laundering scheme that's worth God knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars, this U.S. aid, and all the money being laundered and recycled and sent back. Why do you think that these politicians who make, I don't know, $170,000 a year, whatever, in Washington, end up being multimillionaires? How do you think that happens? Money laundering. Insider trading. The corruption is unbelievable. And that's why they were all so insane about stopping Donald Trump, because he was going to pull back the curtain and show you what they've been doing with your money, with this U.S. aid. And again, this is still just the tip of the iceberg. Wait till we start naming names. Wait till we start with that. In fact, Tim Burchett, he is a congressman. This is really important. All right. Okay, good. I'm going to play this one for you right now because this ties in beautifully with what, let's see here. Hold on. All right. This is a congressman, Tim Burchett, and he is, he'll tell you. Here, listen for yourself.
And all you're seeing right now is the graft, and that's why the left is pitching such a fit, because Elon Musk very bravely has stated there is a paper trail, and it will lead us to where this is, and you know good and well that stuff's going to go right out of the American taxpayers' back pocket, right into the pockets of politicians. In the past, we've seen it go into campaigns. That's been documented through some other funding sources, but now I think you're going to see some people should go to jail, and possibly members of Congress.
So possibly members of Congress, because what the suspicion is that the money is going out of the government under Democrat-run administrations, and it could be getting recycled back in campaign donations. Do you have hard evidence for why members of Congress should go to jail?
Well, if they're involved in it, and if their family members are profiting from it, then you're dadgum right they should. Absolutely, 100%. And honestly, if it's going in their campaigns, it's going into something else. These NGOs are very well documented by Elon Musk. He explained to us pretty easy how they do it. Some billionaire will put $1 million and form some NGO with a great name. It'll have $1 million in their account and have a few prominent people on their board. And then the federal government's looking for places. Democrats are looking for places to dump these tons of stolen taxpayer money into an NGO. And then they take it and they filter it out among their board members and their political friends. And that's the way it works. And he's going to document it. And that's why you're seeing them pitch such a fit. And also, I think someone ought to look at all the young members that are out there on the ledge on this thing pitching a fit about it. All they're doing is these old timers are allowing them to walk the plank so they can do their dirty work, and their hands are never touching it.
Yeah, we found names like Obama's transportation secretary Anthony Fox, Michael Regan. Regan is Biden's EPA chief. Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Lee, Gavin Newsom touted a nonprofit involved in this. We have Democrat mayors like Bill de Blasio, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti. So it's very deep. Obama's OMB aides, his Energy Department people. So, Congressman, your point is well taken. We'd love to get your reaction, please, to Elon Musk revealing the staggering dollar amount that Doge is finding every day. Watch.
What we do is in consultation with the cabinet secretaries and with their departments.
You know how to read an income statement, and you know how to read a balance sheet. You've had some business experience. I'm kidding, but yeah, you know about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just don't want America to go bankrupt.
And here's the bottom line. Right there. He doesn't want America to go bankrupt. He's exposing all of this. And the left is losing its mind. Why? Because now you understand how you've been played with your own money. So whenever the media starts covering these stories about, oh, these protests about, you know, people are really upset with Elon Musk and they need to burn down Teslas and this, that, and the other, they never tell you what they're actually complaining about. They're not challenging any of the findings. Think about this. Can you name even one finding by Doge, Elon Musk, that is being challenged by any of these Marxist misfits, by any of the people, the congressmen, the Democrats, who are complaining about any of this stuff, the talking heads, the women on The View, whatever, have any of them said, oh, no, it isn't $20 billion here, it's only $9 billion, or that's a complete mistake, or whatever. None of them do that. They cannot challenge him on the facts of what he is uncovering. And he posts all of this on X Twitter. So they're doing whatever they can to demonize him. The politics of personal destruction. They used your money to do all of this. This money laundering thing. This USAID. And one of the people that you heard the congressman mention is Mike Regan, head of the EPA under Biden. That's the same useless piece of crap who did nothing for the people of East Palestine after that terrible train tragedy there. Weeks and weeks and weeks, nothing by this useless idiot. And I say idiot because I actually saw some of his interviews in North Carolina because they brought him up from North Carolina. He's an idiot, but DEI, so he's he was your head of the EPA. But that's the guy who ignored East Palestine. But they've got him out here now doing whatever that he can possibly do to downgrade Elon Musk and Doge and criticize the whole process, but they never point out to any mistakes that Elon Musk has made, any numbers that were not correct, anything. Same guy, Mike Regan, an absolute honest-to-God idiot. Head of the EPA, when that East Palestine disaster happened, and he did nothing, just absolutely useless, nothing. This is who they are. This is who they are. So, just thought you might want to know about that. Let me tell you about Dwayne Pilek. Dwayne is this wonderful, wonderful guy. Is Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Full disclosure, he is one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. He is an advertiser. I use him, of course, and they are just absolutely great. Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Every Wednesday, they come out early in the morning. They empty the canister that we have and leave it right where it is. They don't even move it or anything. They just open it. They take the stuff out and close it. It's right where I left it. No drama. No missed appointments, nothing. They're like clockwork. They're like clockwork. Every Wednesday in the morning, they come out there, they take it, they leave. Great service. Never any headaches, never any questions, never anything. Ohio Valley Waste Systems. And now with all the problems that we're having here in the Upper Ohio Valley with trash hauling, with roll-offs, with residential and commercial trash collection, I can tell you with absolute assurance that Dwayne Pilek and Ohio Valley Waste Systems is the best. I've gone through a lot of them. Let me tell you, big ones, little ones, out-of-town ones, local ones, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Their headquarters are in Shadyside, Dilly's Bottom, and Lee and John and Moochie and all the rest there. And now they're doing service, great service in Barnesville, St. Clairsville area. Ohio Valley Waste Systems, Dwayne Pilek. When you call them, you tell them, Dimitri sent me. You send them an email, Dimitri sent me. They do great, great work. Take it from me.